Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the company you depend upon for all of your greatest needs, Heart Life. These stories are true dramatizations from our fair city's glorious history. So listen and remember, Heart Life, all the life you'll ever need.
Red, green, yellow, blue, gray. Endless gray. A string of tiny pennants snap and flutter in the wind, bright specks in a monochrome sky. Hundreds span the gaps between the frail and precious cabin and the spidery wings and lattice catwalks which loom above. These tiny flags are the prayers of lightning riggers, prayers that the rig will remain aloft, that the cabins will hold, and that if the mighty forces of nature should rage, they will channel safely down a conductive rod. This is a lightning rig, hundreds of meters in the sky. These immense hulks tear energy from the ceaseless storms that mass above Hartford. Red, green, yellow, blue, gray, endless gray, and an almost indiscernible figure silhouetted against it. The man up top, braving the elements in order to see which way the wind is blowing.
Okay, navigation control. We're looking at approximately 30 inches of mercury here over in the nest. That's 1,015.8 millibars and falling. Clear skies for now, but we should be heading into some good harvesting weather soon. Do you copy, control?
Message received, Eye of the Sky.
Roger, roger. Adjust tack positive 3.3 degrees.
Acknowledged.
Hey, any news on my relief pitcher? I gotta take a leak like nobody's business.
Don't piss on the equipment, Jack. I'll have it taken out of your bag.
Asshole.
Hey, Jackie.
Ben, there you are. Get me out of this thing before my bladder explodes.
Hey, that's what the jar is for, man.
The jar, as you can see, is full with a variety of substances.
Oh, you are the worst.
Nothing like pissing off the edge of the world.
Yeah, so, give me the sit rep.
Seems to me, Mr. Benjamin, that we are moving into a fine storm system. Probably a couple dozen terawatt hull. See that puffball?
Where?
The gray one. At 3 o'clock. Here.
Don't turn. God. Stay right there.
Chris. Anyway, it'll probably fork out in an hour or two. The barometer's dropping slow and steady.
I am not a priss. Excuse me for not wanting you to pee on my shoes. That just put the cherry-flavored supplement on top of this week. At PWC in the bar.
Yeah, that was funny.
It was not funny. He chipped my tooth.
Shouldn't have mouthed off at him then.
Yeah, shouldn't have mouthed off. Yeah, shut up, Jack. And I'm not emptying your jar of pee. You get to take that with you.
Didn't you know, Benny? You can't take it with you.
What? What are you doing? Oh, dude!
Whatever, Benny. We're so high up, it'll turn to snow before it hits anyone.
You're disgusting. Don't you know that it's bad luck to piss into the wind? Especially in such quantity?
You're so superstitious.
That's not superstitious. That's a 16-ounce jar of urine.
You ready to be locked in?
No. But you deserve your time off, shipmate.
Here's your jar.
I hate you.
I'm too beautiful to hate.
What you gonna do with your time off?
Get some rest, and I scored a bottle of hooch through certain channels. I figured I'd crack it open during cards or something. How about you? Making any headway with Jamie?
No.
Come on, Benny boy. If you don't reach for it now, that little cloud hopper's gonna end up with anybody else but you.
She's always got the best stories, you know? We'll get off shift and she'll say, Benny! You should have been down on the main deck today. We had a mooring wire go loose and almost decapitate a man. What did you do today? And I'm like, duh, I saw a cloud.
You gonna see her tonight?
Yeah.
After your shift?
Yeah.
Okay, smart guy. You've got 8 hours to think of something to say to her. Make like you're interesting. I'm gonna go below and get some sleep.
Thanks, Jack.
Hey, does that cloud look like anything to you?
Not particularly.
Looks like a raven to me. A big, black, spooky raven.
That's not funny, Jack.
An omen of death and misery to come, more unlike to bring hideous torment on all of us.
Go screw yourself, Jackie.
You got it, little buddy. See you around.
Oh, hey, wait, Jack. Jack, you still got the walkie-talkie. Jack! Son of a bitch. It kind of does look like a raven. Oh, there, Cumulus Jane. Fine weather for rigging, isn't it? Ho-ho, I just love being a lightning rigger and wearing boots and doing manly stuff. Sleep with me, aw. Jane, how are you? Oh, good. I just came off my shift up in the cage. Have you been up there this season? Oh, no. Well, you're missing out. It's beautiful up there at night. The open space. The wind blowing through your hair. I'm sure the guys you work with will tell you I'm locked in a boring observation box all day. But after a while, that cage disappears. And it's just you and eternity. Yeah, some fellas might describe it as scary. But I think it's exhilarating. All that lightning striking around you, charging the air, making you feel alive? It's like you're part of the storm. You should come up and join me there sometime, Jane. Sure, it's a little snug, but I could bring a second chair up there. A blanket, a flask full of coffee. Just you and me up there, sailing the clouds. If you get cold, I'll be up there to cuddle close to. You and me. I think we could keep warm all night.
Excuse me.
Who the hell are you?
Well, the name's Neil.
You can't be up here.
Well, why not?
This is a restricted access area.
Well, it can't be that restricted if I got in.
Is that a shovel?
Well, why? You got a problem with shovels?
Yeah, they're made from conductive metals and...
Oh, my God. You are that PWC from Al's bar.
Do I know you?
You hit me in the face with that Kraken thing.
Oh. I'm sorry.
He's sorry. Go away, I don't want to talk to you.
Look, I think we got off on the wrong foot here.
The wrong face. What are you doing on a lightning rig, shit farmer?
Well, I'm looking for my girlfriend.
Oh, you haven't found her yet?
Well, nuh-uh.
Okay. What was her name again, Alana?
Allison. She was a relations tech.
What are you doing up here?
I followed whispers of Allison to the lightning rigs. Rode a dog sled across the frozen waste, killed a wolf with Betsy here, fed him to the dog, walked to the first Morn spire I could find, and climbed up the cables to a rig.
I mean, why are you up here, in the day cage?
A cage like this? From the ground it looked so scary, I figured that if Allison were in trouble, that's where someone would be keeping her.
Well, no girlfriends here, as you can see.
Shit.
Hey, look, As long as you're up here...
Yeah?
I need to contact Navigation Control. It's part of my job. And I do it with this walkie-talkie my buddy Jack had and...
You mean this walkie-talkie?
Guy, do you copy? You haven't checked in yet. Is everything okay up there? Do we need to alter our code?
What? Where did you get that?
Well, evidently Jack.
Neil, you need to give me that right now.
Do I?
Yes.
How? You're locked in there, aren't you?
Yeah, you need a set of, keys? What did you do to Jack?
I knocked him out and took his shit.
Why would you do that?
He dumped a bucket of urine on me. What, was I supposed to give him a hug?
What do you want from me?
I want your help.
Well, I'm not gonna give it to you.
Then I'll throw these over the side, and you'll never get to go on that date with Jane.
This is not endearing you to me.
Look, okay, what's your name?
It's Benny. Benny Lemieux.
I'm Neil Henderson.
Charmed.
Benny, you have a girl in your life.
Oh, only in my daydreams.
Yeah, I bet that ain't true. I bet she's sweet on you. You got them friendly, helpful eyes, an open, generous face. Let's see that smile. I bet she thinks that chip tooth is kind of cute.
That chip tooth? Is your fault, asshole.
I got a proposal. I'll give you your keys,
and your walkie-talkie so as you can do your job, and you can tell me where the person most likely to know about Allison is at. And, if you do that, I'll put in a good word for you with Jane when I see her.
If you see her, the Hawk is a big rig.
Now, what's the Hawk?
This, Anderson, this lightning rig. It's called the Stormhawk. Ain't you ever heard of it?
Brother, I ain't ever seen the sky afore now.
Well, the Stormhawk is the biggest and the best lightning rig in the fleet.
And I'm sure you're the best at whatever it is that you do on this weird cage platform.
I'm a weather spotter.
And what does that entail?
You want me to explain this now?
I got time.
Okay, well, they put me up here in the day cage so that I can tell the Stormhawk where to go in a storm, how to get the best yields out of a live cloud. I take readings, make notes, and I communicate them to my superiors with my walkie-talkie.
Why do they call it the day cage?
The Faraday cage, because you fairly spend your whole day in one. Keeps you safe from lightning bolts because, hello, this is the most elevated part on the rig. Please stop scratching your face with that shovel.
I'm thinking.
I can tell. Does it hurt?
Shut up, Benny.
Oh, you sound like one of my friends already.
Do we have a deal?
Yes, kind of. Look, I don't know you, and I don't want you coming in here, so...
Fine. I'll hold it up to the cage. You're gonna need to come closer to talk into it.
Yeah, okay.
No funny stuff. You hear me? If you report me to security, if you try anything weird, I will reach down your throat and floss your teeth with your esophagus, okay? You're up here alone.
You'll be staggered by how alone and unfunny I can be.
Speak.
Navcom, come in. This is Eye in the Sky Lemieux. Over.
Roger, Eye in the Sky. Is everything okay up there?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. We are coming up on what looks like a promising spark box, but she's probably gonna be full of laterals. Nose up positive 3.09 degrees and yaw us over 6.015.
Roger, Wilco. Chat us up if anything changes.
You know I will. Control Eye in the Sky out.
Affirmative, Eye in the Sky. Stay dry up there.
Well, that wasn't so bad, was it?
It was great. I'm a new man.
Now, that's my part of the bargain. What about Neil?
Get back.
What in the Sam Hill was that?
It was a thunderbolt. The first of many, Neil Book. It's not safe for you to be up here. The cage can protect me, but it's...
No, I'm coming in there.
What? No. No, sir.
Yes, indeedy, I am.
No.
What? You said yourself that two folks could fit in here, all snuggly-like.
I wasn't talking about you. Oh, shit, Neil.
What's the matter?
We're pitching sideways to compensate for the wind. You need to lock the door so the cage doesn't... Swing open, like that. Oh, no, you don't.
Ow!
My chair!
Screw your chair, help me so I can... Oh, damn it!
The walkie-talkie!
Sorry, but don't worry, this is gonna be just... Fine. See, you're all locked in again, and the rig isn't tilting now, so you're all set.
Yeah, without any way to contact my superiors. Great. Thanks. You're the best.
Yeah. Sorry.
You know, I didn't think my week could get any worse since you ruined it the first time. But hey, guess what? I was wrong.
Look, Benny,
You want to find Allison? Yeah. Why don't you just go ask the first mate? There's this little enclosed pod four decks down in the center of the rig. Just bang on the hatch until someone lets you in.
I appreciate you doing all this for me. What with the tooth and the walkie-talkie and...
Don't remind me. Just get out of my hair.
First mate in the command pod. Okay.
You ridden a storm before, cowboy?
Oh, sure. In the fields of putrescible waste. Waves of sluice juice 10 men high. Nothing but you and your bubble to keep...
This ain't anything like that. Winds 80 miles per hour, hailstones the size of eyeballs pelting you in the ass. you'll feel like an outsider effigy on the evening of exclusion. It's bad enough exposed out here in the cage. I don't envy you your trip down.
Well, I'm off. If I run into Jane...
Wait, Neil. Her name is Cumulus Jane. Stands about 1.60 meters, black hair, about my age. She smokes cigars. Big ones. They smell like, what do you call it? Cinnamon.
If I run into her, I'll tell her what a considerate fellow you are. And how well you can describe her.
Good luck finding Allison, Neil. Storm's coming, and it's going to get hard to see.
I'll see you around, Benny Lemieux.
See you around, Neil Henderson. What a day. The hell? The barometer's falling like a rock. Where's the wind speed monitor? Oh my god. Storm updraft at 300 kilometers per hour. Oh, not good. We are so not prepped for a storm this big. I gotta get out of here. And warn the crew. Hey, Henderson, come back here and let me out of this thing. Henderson? Henderson!
The Earthbound among our listeners may scoff at the notion, but a storm is a living thing. It breathes, it grows, and it consumes. This storm, dear listener, aches with a deep and guttural hunger, which threatens to swallow the Stormhawk whole. Faced with the unspeakable cruelty of this massive gale, will the Stormhawk steer to safety? Or will she go down with all hands? The storm grows next time as the story of our fair city